My name is Anthony David Henfield, and I am an addict. I have been incarcerated for the last 39 years. A drug addiction came at a very early age and time in my life. Once after my mother moved into the Imperial Courts in Watts, that's where I was really exposed at a young age to everyday activity. Fighting, gambling, drugs, selling, constantly gunshots. Violence on the regular was game normal and excitement to me at a young age. I remember at that age, 15, I got shot in the face. I took my first drink of peppermint snap and hit my first hit of marijuana joint. That was the most important, the most normal thing to do. I quickly realized marijuana was just what I needed to. What I needed after getting shot in the face to help me ignore the shouting things in my young life. As long as I was getting high, it didn't so much mean more to me if my brother or my father was around. At that time, people was dying in the neighborhood. I was poor and a black man living in the projects. At the age 15, after being shot, I walked around constantly in fear. Everyone that ever looked at me had something or suspected they wanted to do something to me or to harm me for any reason. The consistent anxiety led me to having drug abuse. My addiction had become a physical, mental, and spiritual disease that had spread it to every area of my life. My disease had me blind to my own selfish action, and I cared little about anyone or anything at that time. Getting high was the only thing I thought about. On 3/19/1984, I and co-defendant entered a vacant apartment. With a poor decision to rob a local dice game, which led me to participate in taking the life of Mr. Earl James Edwards, losing his life. I take accountability for my actions for being there, and I received a deal for 15 years to life. Even though my co-defendant took responsibility for the murder, I felt just as guilty as him for being there. Coming in prison in 1984, seeing violence was an everyday thing. Also, showing any form of weakness could actually get you raped or hurt. I find myself getting high on a daily basis, so that I can do my best to avoid conflict. The more I got high, the more I became institutionalized at that time. There were no AA groups or NA groups, no one to talk to about your problem, so I got along the way I could. Over the years, things started to change, and I did too. But the thing, I made a promise that I would not hurt anyone, harm anyone, or do anything wrong to anybody. I've kept that promise, but the ugliness of my addiction has followed me for over 39 years. There's no specialized treatment for addiction in prison. Outside of Hilltop, and they only allow 24 people every 6 months to be accepted. I believe I can benefit them and beat this addiction if I were placed in a healthy environment. I have been accepted by several rehabilitation facilities in the community, but the BPA still holds my addiction as a criminal and not as a disease. I want to thank you for listening to me and my story. I appreciate it.